Yo, what's good, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of no BS truth bombs. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of self-doubt? Like everyone else has it figured out except you? Yeah, I get it. It's the age of insta-perfect lives and TikTok trends, where feeling confident feels like an Olympic sport. But listen up, fam, because this ain't about some cheesy motivational spiel. We're diving deep into cultivating real confidence, that unshakable belief in yourself that makes you walk into any room owning your space. Forget the filters, forget the facade, it's time to level up your self-belief game. Here's the tea. Confidence ain't some magical superpower. It's a muscle, and like any muscle, it needs to be trained. First off, stop comparing yourself to everyone else. Seriously, scrolling through social media is like staring into the abyss of curated perfection. You know those perfect lives you see online? Yeah, they're heavily edited highlights, not the full unfiltered story. Remember that, next time you're feeling insecure. Your journey is unique, your timeline is yours, and comparing yourself to others is a recipe for disaster. Second, own your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you freaking awesome? Write it down, say it out loud, and believe it. Whether it's crushing it in coding, slaying on the dance floor, or just being an amazing friend, celebrate those wins. Don't let anyone dim your shine. Third, step outside your comfort zone. That's where real growth happens, fam. Yeah, it can be scary as hell, but facing your fears head-on builds resilience and trust in yourself. Think of that presentation you've been putting off, or that new skill you want to learn. Take the leap, even if your knees are knocking. You got this. Fourth, embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Listen up, nobody is perfect, not even those insta-famous influencers. Failing is part of the process. It's how we grow and become stronger. So next time you stumble, don't beat yourself up. Analyze what went wrong, learn from it, and come back swinging harder. And lastly, treat yourself with damn respect. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend. Be kind, be supportive, and believe in your worth. You deserve that love and confidence. Ever been at a party and watched everyone else seem so effortlessly cool while you're over here thinking, I should probably just disappear? Yeah, I've been there too. Remember that time in high school when we had to give speeches in front of the whole class? My palms were sweating like I was running a marathon, but some people just strolled up there like they owned the stage. Confidence isn't always about being outgoing or the life of the party. Sometimes it's just about showing up and doing your best, even when you feel terrified. Like that presentation you're putting off? You know, the one where you have to share your ideas with everyone? It might feel like a nightmare right now, but imagine how freaking awesome it'll be when you nail it. The confidence boost will be worth every sweaty palm and nervous giggle. All right, fam, let me hit you with the mic drop takeaways. Confidence ain't something you magically inherit. It's built brick by brick through self-belief, owning your strengths, stepping outside your comfort zone, learning from failures, and treating yourself with respect. Stop comparing yourself to others. Focus on what makes you amazing. And remember, even if you stumble, get back up and keep crushing it. Ready to level up? Hit me up in the comments and tell me about one thing you're going to do today to boost your confidence. Tag this episode in your TikToks, share it with your squad, and let's make some noise. Don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe because we're just getting started. Keep those minds sharp and those spirits high. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.